Hello and welcome to the J2W Project. This is actually week 34 of the process along your journey to become whole through the Word of God. This week's Anchor of Wholeness has for you a very, very strong antidote for some of the problems that may happen in your life. This week's Anchor of Wholeness says, prayer acts like time out. It gives you a chance to think before you speak. Learn to control yourself before the situation controls you. You see, this is going to be very important along the lines of you becoming in complete control of yourself as you determine how you will control your environment. If you would look at Psalm 34, verses 12 through 19, it gives to us, as it were, a glimpse of what we need to do and to obtain the secret to an emotional abundant life. This secret lies in one's ability to exhibit self-control. When we're reading, it says, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? And then here it gives to you the key in verse 13. It says, to keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. You see, what happens here is once you're beginning to take control and pray first, you begin to understand that whatever it is that you are facing in life, whatever it is that you've been confronted with, if you would just take the time to notice the key word, keep thy tongue from evil, meaning that it is in your control. The things that you and I say and or think are very much in our control. And what happens here, when you begin to look at it, it implies that the most critical part of self-control is one's ability to think and execute personal constraint when you're faced with evil or adversity. And looking at this particular verse, it reminds us, even in verse 15, that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and that his ears are open to our cry. And what that means to us is that it doesn't matter how rough things are, how difficult things may become, just understand that God has his eyes and his heart in your case. The reality is, in verse 19, it even encourages us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And so what happens here, when you begin to go to the Lord in prayer, it really does act for you as a time out. It causes you to take a moment to bring in personal restraint so that you can deal with the adversity. Actually, there are five steps that I want to encourage you as you begin to learn the art of spiritual timeout. Number one, the first step would be to keep your tongue from evil. Learn to be quiet and think. You have the power to determine what comes from your mouth, and you have the power to control what is kept inside. The second step to a spiritual timeout is that you've got to learn to leave some things alone. These things must be walked away from because they may even threaten your spiritual well-being. And in order for you to determine what it is that's going to be the right thing to hold on to and the right thing to let go, you can only do that through timeout in prayer. The third step to your spiritual timeout is that it's going to be found right there in verse 14 of Psalm 34. It's going to say that you are going to find peace solutions to adversarial interactions when you understand unequivocally that when you depart from evil and seek peace, you've got to pursue it. The reality is you are in control. And when you feel that you're losing control, it is in fact a very good time to turn to the Lord in prayer. And now, the fourth step towards your spiritual time out is that you are destined to encounter adversarial relationships, but you're going to have to learn to trust in the Lord for your deliverance, because he promises to deliver us from snares. Well, you're going to find that encouragement there in verse 17, where it says that the Lord delivers us from all of our troubles. And you've got to learn to believe that as you get into your prayer time for a time out. And then finally, the fifth step, as you began to learn the art of spiritual time out, is that you can claim your spiritual victory through prayer. You are not strays just walking and still journeying from here to heaven. You are in control. And you can be in control. The reality is that when you control you, you will control your destiny. And so for this week's Anchor of Wholeness, just take a moment to learn the art of spiritual time out. Learn to control yourself before the situation controls you. And actually, it is an easy task as long as you know that God provides for you the strength and the abilities, and really, that your fight is not that difficult, because the Bible declares here in Psalm 34 and verse 19 that though there may be afflictions of the righteous, the Lord will deliver you from them all. So begin to work on your spiritual timeout, knowing that you have more than a victory when you trust God for your emotional abundant life, and it lies in your ability to exhibit self-control.